Muscle Podcast starts now.
Hey, good people. This is Jay-Z bringing you your dose of the Midweek Muscle. Happy Wednesday. Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, or whenever you're deciding to listen into this podcast. First of all, thank you very much. And welcome. Man, it's been yet another week. And if you're making it here for the first time, rather because someone told you, dropped you a link, or you've had a personal conversation with me, welcome and thank you for being here. I can't tell you how much space there is for you here in this moment right here, right now. And we know that it took you a little bit of effort to get here. So those precious clicks are not missed on me. So thank you. And I really do hope that you enjoy today's episode. For those of you who have been rocking with us, you, the person who tunes in week after week, whether you do it every week or some weeks or in between when you have time, when you're not chasing a toddler around or what have you, whatever your situation may be, or whenever you're not chasing your work around or yourself around or your animals around, whatever, and you get a chance to just drop in, you know what, you are the reason why this is called a community and why I can even continue in season 6 or year 6 of this broadcast or this podcast, if you will, to even do what we do best. You guys are sending in inspiration. You're sending in photos. You're sending in videos. You're sending in content. You're just inspired to share. And those things fuel me up. And I may not be able to get to everything or even process and filter through everyone. But you know, that is something that I'm constantly working on. And I just thank you for being a part of this community, and figuring out ways to send things that inspire you. So keep them coming. If you're new here, just so you know, just a little droplet, this podcast was created to help ambitious people like you just acquire a little extra peaceful and positive perspective to get over the hurdles or the barriers or the obstacles in life that can have a tendency to hold you up and hold you back. Therefore, here's the middle of the week boost, so that way you can finish strong and get over the things that, you know, can kind of get you, bring you to a crossroads between the head and the heart. So therefore the midweek muscle. Joining in for this week's episode, listen, y'all, what's up? I had so much excitement and was so amped up because I had a really pretty cool weekend. Let me tell you, I competed in something called Race Street competitions here in the Cincinnati, Ohio area. So first of all, shout out to Race Street Athletics for putting on such an awesomely attended event. It was filled with vendors, fitness, and people who still have a desire to compete at a high level for all fitness types, all fitness styles, all levels of fitness and beyond. So it was just really, really good to see the event, and all participants were all inclusive and it really showed. So it was a really, really excellent event. I was super happy to have been talked into it by my near and dear friends at the gym. And so shout out OTB, Out the Box Gym, for encouraging my spirit to jump in there and just try. I definitely was not disappointed. Exhausted? One thing. Disappointed? Nah. So I'm crazy over, you know, wellness. It was just something that I've always kind of desired in the back of my heart. But if y'all know, when you try something like a race or something, your heart is already pounding out of your chest and it's a crazy uncomfortable. I don't know if I wanted to experience that because the entire time you're going through the race, you're trying to go fast. And it comes with a different series of like thinking and pacing and your breath and all those things. So anyways, I was happy to be talked into it. Again, I had been itching to compete. And let me tell you what, that obstacle course that, well, and it wasn't even an obstacle course, if you will. It was just stations. They were hard, but I did it. I cleared first in my heat. Even though I wasn't first overall, I think they'll be releasing the results here soon. I'll post them. But you can't always take my word for it because I say I'm going to do something on social media and it just kind of falls off. So I'm sorry. But I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I know myself. Okay. I hear you. Okay. Don't do this with your lips because I hear you already. It's loud and clear. Thank you. I just want to tell you that I'm happy with the outcome and also looking forward to what's to come with my competitive brain and body. And I don't know about that, but we'll see because, you know, I do understand that if my body tells me to have a seat, guess what I'm going to have to do? Have a seat. So, you know, we'll stay posted. I just, you know, a light bulb, a switch kind of turned on. So really excited. But let's go ahead because I spent the first few minutes talking about what I did this weekend. I want to know, how much are you in for the culture trivia? Now, I know this has been away for a couple of weeks. You know, sometimes it's hard to find trivia questions unless you just really want generic trivia. And then I've got you. So you have to let me know that. But either way, for the culture trivia, are you ready? Because I have these questions ready. I don't know if you're ready, like I'm ready, but I'm ready to go. Let's get started. Get your thinking brains on. You'll have upwards of a minute to answer all of these questions. You can't pass, you can't skip because we're in real time. And so that way, if you pass or skip, there's no way for me to go back to it because I don't know you need to go back to it. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read the questions and you answer them as quickly as you can. Stay tuned at the end of the episode for the answers. So are you ready? Let's do this. What is the unofficial kickoff of summer? What holiday? June 21st marks the summer solstice for those living north of the equator, which indicates A, the longest day of the year, or B, the longest night of the year. Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff have this old school classic song to help kick off the heat, the sun, and summer fun. Name two of four teams that are in the NBA playoffs currently. And quick, what is the name for a baby sheep? What is it called? There you have it. Those are all five of your questions. Answer quickly because time is running down. And there you have it. Those are your questions, folks. How'd you do? Did you get a 5 out of 5? You know, the couple of them that were a little bit difficult would have been number 6. I'm sorry, not number 6. Question number 4. And maybe question number 2. So we'll see how you did here in a little bit. All right. So trivia is always fun for me. It is always just so much fun. And I just getting started, like Memorial Day is coming up. It's coming up this weekend. And wow, did this time go fast because we're already halfway through damn near the new year, right? And I don't know if time is on speed because we're ramping back up to our lifestyles or because of the uncertainty of you know, what's happening in our world, or just darn right because we're just getting older. And that's what happens with time when you get older. You know, you just never, time, energy, or money, you know, we're going through the shifts, right? So either way, time is on speed and an off week feels like a day off. A day off feels like hours. You only had a couple hours off, and a lighter week at work feels like a standard week, and a standard week at work feels incredibly heavy anymore. So yeah, I really don't know why time is going by so fast, but I do know, it is happening rather quickly around here. And I also know that y'all are out here getting to it because I'm seeing you guys in action in many of the places that I go. And it never stops me to just acknowledge someone who's just kicking butt and taking names at what they're doing. So if you notice someone while you're out walking or doing something leisurely or casual, and you just notice somebody just doing a really good job, please don't refrain from sharing with them that they are doing that, because I'm pretty sure they're not hearing it often enough. You know how it is. So just sharing that. I've just noticed a lot of people out here kicking butt and taking names. And I think that inspires me too. So good people, what's your favorite summertime activity? Is it concerts? Is it travel, swimming, amusement parks, summer sports? What is it? Is it all of it? You have to be specific because I like to know. If I had to pick one or two, I think a good concert and travel does it for me. A good concert. I appreciate the long summer days and warm nights and cool breezes that come with summer. Summer in general isn't my favorite season, but it is a favored season. So yeah, like summertime is pretty darn cool. So what are you excited to do for the summer? You have any big plans? Have a trip? You have any family vacations? What do you have? I'd be curious to know. Drop me a line. But while you're daydreaming about it, I just want to share this idea for the week. I don't even think it's a big idea. It's just an idea for the week. And it's just around this idea of if you're usually sharp in certain areas of your life, whether it be at work or at home or just in general with friends or what have you, if you're usually sharp in certain areas in your life and your execution in those areas where you're usually sharp, if your execution is getting sloppy, as in you're missing certain dates or poor communication is occurring, or it's almost like the term dropping the ball. So constant balls in the air for self and or promises to others are being dropped. You know, the balls are dropping. Or those connections are lost for some reason. I think that's a clear indication that you have too many activities going on. There's too much happening. And you might feel constantly overwhelmed. That's a clear sign that there's too much happening. And here's another way, like maybe you don't have all of those things happening or even one of those things happening. Maybe when someone adds one more thing to your list or they ask you for something and every ask feels like really big or like a mountain and every project seems to be even bigger than what it really is, that is a key indicator that you may have too much going on, at least too much for you by yourself to handle going on. And while you may have been able to do all of these things by yourself for an extended period of time, it is just running into a season where the intensity is persisting and the relief is not withstanding. And so an easy thing for you, like an easy thing for many people to say to you and your ambitious mind and your ambitious brain, is very close to what you would hear in the circa 1990s DARE campaign. Just say no, air quotes, just say no, right? But we all know in our minds, it's not that easy, is it? No, it's not. And so I will say this, and it may seem funny at first, but I will just say this. Sometimes you have to step back, step away from being in the middle of everything, but just step back and separate the hazards. That's it. That's all I wanted to say around that. If you feel like there's a lot going on, just one day, while you have like maybe 1 or 2 hours of time, step back. Maybe it's you looking at a total calendar. Maybe it's you looking at the list of things that you have to do for the day. Maybe it's you thinking a couple of weeks out, but just step back and separate the hazards. Like it, years ago, right? And this is where I got this from. I was in driving school. And, you know, while they're teaching us all the tips and tricks for defensive driving, which I think they still uphold, I'm not quite sure, but I think they still uphold that as the best way to drive, defensive driving, anticipating that another driver is going to do something crazy to cause you to get into an accident, right? So defensive driving allows for you to kind of stay vigilant and stay active in your signals, checking your mirrors, checking all the things that's happening on the road, even a few feet down the road, so that way you're not blindsided by something and cause great injury or great harm. So again, that's what they taught me in driving school, defensive driving. And they said this term. Now, in driving school, they had this term and they told us to identify all the hazards on the roadway and to approach the any given road with a hazard or two or three or four. If you're approaching a road like that, to approach it with caution and to handle each hazard separately. So it's interesting how when you're on the outside looking in, it's like, duh. But sometimes when you're in the middle of it, it feels like all of it is happening at the same time, which it is, but all of them will not impact you at the same time. Okay, that's important. It feels like all of it is happening at the same time. Again, it is, but they're not all impacting you at the same time. And that's what's important. I use that separate the hazard wisdom in my entire life. I've used this theory when arguing a case for myself in court and won, by the way. I've used this theory for so many things, and I'm just offering it today that there are hazards that are approaching or that exist currently in your life where you may have to step back and look at it and say, before this is an emotional upset or a physical upset, or just a disaster waiting to happen, let me step back and separate all of the things that I can foresee that are on my radar and see what I can do with it, right? So I just want to say, if there's a place in your life where the execution is turning into a sloppy situation where you're not as sharp as you usually are, maybe it's planning for dates, maybe it's blocking off your calendar for certain things. Maybe it's too many scheduled appointments. Maybe you're like, I don't know how I'm going to get everything done today. I don't know. You know that best. I don't. But if you feel like there's a place in your life where the execution is sloppy, maybe it's organization. Maybe it's keeping up with phone calls or checking in with somebody regularly who you usually check in, then you may have to do these steps. So here's what I'm going to offer in this moment is number one, identify all the hazards that's causing you to run up in your blood pressure or sparking a change in your breathing or making you have that feeling of, oh my gosh, I'm over it. I don't know what I'm going to do, right? Writing it down could be largely helpful. Sometimes looking at it and writing it down while it's on a calendar is also very helpful. So that way you can see what days are they happening or when are they happening in the day. Number two, handle each hazard separately. Key point here, with the most immediate, like handling the most immediate hazard, whether it's by emergency or deadline, in the order that they arise or present themselves to you. So again, if I know that I am looking at a calendar and I can foresee, oh man, I'm double booked on this date and I'm a couple of days out. Which one of these double book situation has to take a priority? Which one can I afford to schedule on a different day when I have more mental clarity? That's just one simple example. Some of the other examples get a little more complicated, especially if you have children that you're running between other households or other parents. Sometimes it gets more complicated when you have to do things for school and work and play all at the same time. So again, you know what is upon you if you step back and look at it. So here's where I'm going to add a couple of more things here. Number one, pass off anything to a trustworthy someone, right? Not just anybody. Pass off anything that you don't have to be present for or that absolutely requires your presence. Ambitious folks, let me help you out. You may want to be there so that things don't get all screwed up or screwy. But do you need to be there? Because I think that we all can kind of take on this idea of, I have to be there. I have to be there because if I'm not there, then stuff isn't going to get communicated and rework. Again, yes, some of those things may occur, but do you need to be there? Because you might need to save that mental clarity for another meeting that requires your full acuity. Just saying. Number two, if you don't have a trustworthy someone, it may be time to expand your support network or identify someone that has been demonstrating that they want to help you in certain areas. Yes, this person may not be able to take your business calls for you, but at least they can help with the dishes or some household chores or helping to do something for you and your family. Maybe they've offered you to cook a meal for you or buy a meal for you or send a meal to your house or something, and you've gently declined every single time because you feel like that is going to pull you out of character. Well, what it may do is help you so you don't have to think about cooking dinner for a night. What it may do is help you so you don't have to spin your wheels in another area where you could be really utilizing that time to do something else, right? And then the last thing that I'll say here is wipe out anything that does not align with your mission or getting through all of your hazards successfully. So sometimes things pop up and it is fun and it's exciting or maybe it's not fun or exciting and you just feel like you have to do it. Well, if it doesn't align with you getting your responsibilities done throughout the week, then it may not be the thing that you need to focus or pay attention to. Now, keep in mind, I said it may be fun and exciting, and I also said you may have to wipe it out. And that's not always true. Sometimes a little bit of fun, a little bit of play, it can help you bring you back into a space where you can get some things done. So I don't want you to associate playfulness with it doesn't need to be on the schedule, because play absolutely needs to be on the schedule. What I meant by like it may be fun or exciting is it may be attractive to sit and watch like Netflix for hours or binge watch that show. And that may be exciting for you, but that may not be the thing that you need to do to help you align with getting all of your hazards successfully cleared out or checked off your list, even if it's not done to the standard that you would do it, because you're acquiring help. But it is a strategy that can help to clear some of that anxiety or that angst that can exist as a result of having so many hazards or poor execution on some things. Good people, I hope that's helpful. Because again, we don't live in silos, and sometimes our worlds have a magic way of colliding, especially when you receive an unexpected bill, or especially when you receive some unexpected news, or when you receive unexpected duties from the many areas of your life. So there's that. We just live That's just how life goes. So I just wanted to offer that to you this week. This is a constant 4 steps that I'm always working on and working through in my life, especially right now, partly because, like I said last week, the end of the school year is approaching, growing childcare needs and concerns. And for some reason, my list is growing too. And for obvious reasons, I can't be in the same place at the same time, nor can you, which bummer, but reality. So good people, if you can work on separating the hazards will no longer have an opportunity to stack up against you. And that's just it. That's all I have for you today. Just this idea of doing too much, it will equal burnout in your life, in your work, and in your relationships. Oops, I almost forgot to give those answers for the culture trivia. Number one, answers are, what is the unofficial kickoff of summer? If you answered Memorial Day, you've got that right. June 21st marks the summer solstice of those living north of the equator, which indicates A, the longest day of the year, B, the longest night of the year. If you answered A, the longest day of the year, you'd be correct. In fact, I think we get up to 19 hours of daylight during the summer solstice. Really, really an awesome day. As a matter of fact, every day after that, the days get shorter and shorter. And I may have to check up on that 19 hours, but I'll have to double check that and follow up. Number three, Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff have this old school classic song to help kick off the heat, the sun, and summer fun. If you answered this, summer, summer, summertime, ooh, summertime. She probably does it way better than me. You'd be correct. Number four, name 2 of 4 teams in the NBA playoffs currently. I would have accepted anything from Boston Celtics, Miami Heat, Dallas Mavericks, or Golden State Warriors. If you answered 2 of any of those 4 teams, you are correct. And last question, the name for a baby sheep is called what? If you answered a lamb, you are right on target. And that is your For the Culture trivia. How'd you do? Did you make it? Did you do good? All right. We'll catch it next time. And I know that all this we're getting to help the world be a better place or help the people in our world to be better. You know, I see you guys getting to it. You're doing it. But, we're doing it. At least we're trying, right? But this is a time where I actually do want to take a moment of silence for the gun violence victims in Buffalo, New York. And I think it's Uvalde, Texas. These crimes are senseless. I just want to take a moment to honor those who were lost and are struggling for their lives right now. And for any mass casualty that we haven't heard of because it hasn't made national news, the gun situation in our country and the access that people have is evident that all people should not have access. And that alone is hurting many, many, many families, including my own, as we approach this Memorial Day. You know, losing loved ones will rock your entire life and change your trajectory too, in some regards. I know it's changed mine. My heart weeps for their families and anyone near and far impacted by standing as just witnesses. Who now have to reconcile with my best friend ever, or my loved one. And how do we tell their loved ones, or how do we reconcile with them that they'll no longer see them? They're children. They were children, y'all. My heart weeps for their families and anyone near and far impacted, to these heinous crimes. My heart just weeps. So I'll take a quick moment of silence for them. Thank you, good people, as always, for tuning in. I just want to say, never stop in experiencing gratitude. Never stop being thankful each day for something. At a minimum, one thing. And never stop operating with goodness in your heart. And most importantly, never stop on the mission of doing better than you did before, the day before. Good people, y'all are important to me. We love you here. This is community. We're here to help each other out. Words of wisdom, acts of kindness, all of those things matter. Send them my way. I can broadcast them out. It really makes a world of a difference in the lives of people that you've never even met. And trust me, I feel the same way about you. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a person that could use the words that were shared in this episode today, please send it their way. Drop me a line, jz@themidweekmuscle.com, or you can find me on all social media platforms. Y'all, this is a great work that we're doing here. We just got to continue fanning the flames of peaceful, productive perspective, giving out that positivity, not in the case of toxicity, but in the case of truly positivity that can really encourage and inspire. Thank you so much for everything that you do, and never stop believing in yourself. I thank you. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys here next week. Until then, let's go.